Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcast Ellipse Now. It is Jason joined by...
Max, but I don't understand why we don't just record an intro and then not do the intro every time. We can just start talking.
Well, I plan on doing that once we get all of our sponsorship done, too. I plan on recording all of that ahead of time and then splicing it at the beginning. That is a thing I want to do.
Okay, so...
And then something at the end that goes, this was a Three Geeks Network production.
can we try it again?
No, we're going to keep it in.
Well, I know, but I still want to do a good one, though.
A good what?
Well, I had a bad intro. I'd like to...
Well, your intro's fine. We're going to leave it because the people love hearing us make mistakes. This is how we podcast, man.
Well, I'm Max.
Topics for today. We have the new Avengers trailer. I watched a basketball game. We're going to talk about it. Local Jamaican restaurant troubles. Jessica Jones. Death Wish. And... school shooting in Maryland, which we're going to get into a little bit later, but our thoughts go out to the families of the victims of that horrible, horrible situation. But we're going to start off a little lighter before we get into the school safety topic. So what you got?
All right, so your Avengers trailer is pretty good. I still want to see the movie. I don't need to see these trailers because I already want to go see the movie. And if like, you know, it's like appetizers, but if you fill up on appetizers, then you don't have any room for the main course. So, you know, let's just, I already had some garlic bread. I don't need you to bring me around another cheesy garlic bread.
But this second trailer was miles better than the first one. And I am so excited to see this movie because in this one, they didn't give away any, like, too big of a plot. I mean, we kind of already knew, of course, he's going to come looking for Vision because Vision has the last thing that he needs to complete the gauntlet. But we got to see the interactions. That's what I was excited about. Stark talking to Star-Lord. I enjoyed that. And Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. Oh, I can't wait, man. It's a nerdgasm on a screen. Can't wait to see it happen.
It's going
to
be good. I was already excited to see the movie. So, you know, it doesn't add to my excitement because I'm already... super excited to see the movie. So I just want it to come out.
Apparently, Thanos just needs to snap his fingers to kill everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate to the comic book, so.
All right, man, what else you got?
So I started watching Jessica Jones, right? And, like, and this is probably... It's better. I feel like it's better than, like, Iron Fist. It's better than... sort of better than Luke Cage. It's probably on par with Luke Cage. Maybe a little better than Luke Cage.
I like the character better than Luke Cage.
So. Yeah. So, you know, there's that. But it's like, there's just not the same... I knew it was going to happen, too, because the villain from the first one is really good.
That's what happens when you start so strong.
Well, I mean, and it's also, it's like, you killed off the villain. You killed him off. And now, here we are. Like, you should have kept this dude alive.
How many episodes? Understand.
I think I'm episode 6.
I've just watched episode 1. Oh, now, wow. Not from lack of interest. It's just I'm watching the show Love, which is a Judd Apatow show, which I think is really funny. So I've been watching that.
I've been watching a show called The Chi.
Never heard of it.
It's got the chick who played Kima in The Wire. And so I decided to give it a watch. And it's like, and I think it's on Showtime. So it's like Diet Wire. You know, it's like not as good. But it's okay. So I've been watching that, and I've been going through Orphan Black too. But it's just like a lot to.
It's a dense soak show. Up.
Yeah,
like, it's a good show, but it is dense.
I just love Tatiana Maslany. Like that chick is awesome.
She's a good actress because you. We could have an argument where you could tell me that it's 5 different people playing the different characters, and a part of me would believe you because of the way she. Put yourself out there.
Right. I'm like, I think the problem was, and I think I'm on season like 3, maybe season 4 now, but there's a scene where it's just like gratuitous, right? Where like all 7 clones are dancing in the room, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, you guys didn't need to do that. You're just showing off now. Yeah. And then it's like, there's another scene, like 2 scenes later, where it's like, the one is playing a different one, getting interrogated by another one playing a different one. And
it's like Van Damme, eat your heart out.
Yeah. So I was just like, all right, guys, you've just done it a little too much now. And but I just dig, I dig her in the show. I love all the different clones and all the different personalities she brings to it. And
have you gotten to the trans clone?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm past that. That was so dope. It was just like that was like the most poorly done clone out of all of them. You know, it's just like, oh well, they did it. It happened. It's cool. You know, like there's a trans clone. Like, I'm waiting for one of them to be black somehow. That'll be interesting. No, I'm to the point where they the boy clones are revealed,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, ugh, it's getting kind of hard. I hope we get to the point where it turns. I guess it's like this is the hard part to watch.
And season then maybe, 5 was really good. I still haven't finished it yet, just because it was so. I binged. I think I overdosed a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I've been taking my time, so it's not been too bad. But yeah, those episodes are super dense. Anyway, fucking Jessica Jones. Meh.
I enjoy it so far, but I haven't gotten as far as you do. Just because I like the character, so. Yeah. I think I'm more invested than I was in Iron Fist, Luke Cage. Even though the character couldn't keep me around for the Defenders, I still haven't finished that. And I like Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Defenders was weak. It was weak sauce. So, yeah, you know, it's whatever. Yeah, dude. All right, so there's this Jamaican restaurant. I think
I heard a little bit of this rant with you, Tom, Jeremy.
Should I name the restaurant? Like, sure. Because I love the food there. I fucking love the food there. It's Miss Ina's restaurant. It's awesome, okay? The food is so good. And I think that... Because it doesn't matter when you fucking order this food, okay? It does not matter. It will take forever for them to make your food. If you do a catering order and you're like, it's December... I am setting my freaking catering order up for next July. I need it at 2 o'clock July. And then like you call back every month to remind them that July you're going to need this order at this time. And then like you fucking like the week and the day come and you call and you're like, hey, is it ready? Is it ready? Is it ready? They're like, yeah, it's ready. It's ready. It's ready. Bam. You get there. Wait for the plantains. Like every time you're going to stand there for like half a fucking hour. At least. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But it's like, maybe that's what makes it truly authentic Jamaican cuisine, because like, they couldn't give a fuck less about how long you're going to stand there and fucking wait for your food while they make it. They're like, oh shit, I guess we should fry up some fucking plantains. Like, ugh. It's extremely frustrating, but again, the food is so good. Like, what are you supposed to do? Fucking, I'm standing there, I ordered my, like, I didn't even order my, I obviously ordered my food fucking 8 weeks ago. I'm standing there waiting for the food that should have been, could have been, you could have made the food and put it in the freezer and then it was like, just warm it up. Fucking warm it the fuck up. And oh my goodness. So yeah, that restaurant is extremely frustrating, and I just don't understand.
But you keep going back.
Oh, I mean, you have to. It's the best. It's the best. So, I mean, like, if you want jerk chicken, then I don't know where the fuck else you're gonna go. What, like BW3s? No, eat a dick. Yeah. So that happened. And I was just like, it's always, and it's like the thing that gets me though too is my family has been to this lady's house like for fucking Christmas dinner and shit. Okay, like and we still wait an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like so if you're going to Miss Ina's, expect to fucking wait, because she can know you by fucking name, and it. I'm sorry, I'm cursing a lot, but yeah. By name, she knows your family. Yada yada. Got pictures with you like on the mantle and stuff, and doesn't matter. You're gonna wait now. But yeah. So yeah, there's that. And then friggin', I go in to see Death Wish.
Hold on, before you get into your story. I texted Max. I'm like, so how is Death Wish? Is it phoning it in Bruce Willis, or is it, you know, creating a character Bruce Willis? And what did you tell me? Because favorite quote.
It's like his assistant phoned it in for him. But, you know, that's beside the point. It's not about Bruce Willis. It's about what's happening around Bruce Willis.
It looks like batshit crazy.
Oh, my. It's dumb. It's so dumb. But, like, people die in such funny ways. It's worth it to watch. I don't think you need to watch it in the theater, but like, is it worth it to like Redbox or you know, like however you get movies at home? Yeah, it's just utterly absurd. And then, like, I don't know. In the original Death Wish, does everybody in the family die?
Eventually throughout the series. But the first one is, as far as I know, I haven't seen it yet, but it's, like, really gritty. It's supposed to be more serious and dramatic.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be a comedy. It's just, you know,
or
it's
just like,
funny.
Yeah, or I don't think it's supposed to be overly action-packed either.
Well,
you're supposed to feel for this father.
Yeah, I mean... You kind of do, but you know, like Vincent D'Onofrio is in it, and he can obviously bring a little more emotion to anything than Bruce Willis does.
Is Vincent D'Onofrio just in anything? Like, he doesn't give a fuck what
script
is.
Like, as long as it's like a small part, and you'd be like, oh, that's Vincent D'Onofrio. Like, he was in Magnificent Seven. You're just like, holy shit. But yeah, so Vincent D'Onofrio's in it. He's pretty good. It's not a good movie, you know. It's whatever. Bruce Willis is phoning it in still, so there's that. But yeah. So I get to the theater, right, and yeah, you know, I'm pretty baked, and like I sit down and I realize that there's like three kids, like 10-year-old or under kids, in the theater with me. And I was with my friend, but she had gone to get some popcorn, so I was by myself. So I'm like, well, did I go in the wrong theater? I got up, got out, looked at the theater, looked at my ticket, sat back down, right? And I was like, no, there's definitely some kids in here. Friggin' watching Death Wish. This mom brought three like little kids to watch Death Wish, and then. Like, you know, this dude's getting friggin' his head blown off, and like, you know, Bruce Willis just walks into a dude, just like guns him down the street, and like all these terrible things are happening, and I mean, like, I'm laughing, I think this shit's funny as hell, and so the kids are laughing at me laughing because, you know, I have the most ridiculous laugh of all time, and I'm just like, this whole thing is ridiculous, like, why are these kids here? I it was blowing my mind. I just could not, and top, you know, to put. With Bruce Willis's excellent performance, it was just the weirdest movie. It was an odd. I mean, would you bring your kids to see Death Wish? Like, even right now?
Probably.
Now you would? What about when they were, like, under 10? I mean, they're all under 10, right?
8, 9.
So, yeah. I guess I'm just fucked up.
Our kids are 11, 10, and 8.
There you go.
You are awesome. You are a fucking awesome parent, Jason. You give me hope for the future.
I just decided I didn't want them to age anymore, so...
Yeah, I get that, I guess.
It ages me.
Truth.
Well, speaking of kids watching ultraviolence, we had another school shooting today. And I just don't understand why this is so difficult. Everybody wants to fight about the gun situation with the school instead of looking for other alternatives. We talked about this on a previous episode.
Yeah, get the metal detector.
Get the metal detector. It's not going to solve it 100%.
I was thinking about something. I was like, what if you have, like...
The school had cops in it.
I mean, like, the other school had cops and you had a cop in it, and that motherfucker was like, nope, I ain't going in there.
That's why I think the combination metal detector and cop... Because if somebody walks through a metal detector with a gun, I mean, yes, you can get plastic guns. I'm talking about most of these crimes.
Right.
Somebody walks through the metal detector, it's going to make a loud noise, and that cop that's monitoring the door is going to be able to react a lot quicker than somebody just coming in, going to a classroom, the cop's making his patrols. You don't know what side of the school he's going to be on when the gun starts shooting. So, you know, we all want to fight about, like, the most stupid issues. I'm all for people having guns. I'm all for you not having guns if you don't want to have guns, but like, there's other ways to solve this issue, and we just want to keep fighting about that instead of actually fixing it.
I was like, every school should be like gated, and you gotta like register your car. Like, even if you're like dropping somebody off, you gotta register the car that you're dropping them off in.
Absolutely.
And like, hey, if you're driving by here with the fucking, you know, with an unregistered car, we're calling the cops on you, and they're coming for you right now. I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, and then, so it's like, even driving up to the gate, you know who came up, and you know when they got here and what they showed up. Then they got to go through the metal detector, and then yada yada yada. And this is all before they get to the school. And I mean, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Make it a little freaking fortress.
It's like you can't even go to Disney on Ice without going through metal detectors and pat downs.
And is Goofy more important than your children? Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these teachers already make shit money. Like. at least throw a metal detector in, make one entrance to the school. That's it. You can't come in and out. And then parents, if they want to pick up their children early or want to have lunch with them, they got to go through some kind of a thing.
They got to check in. You can get an app, you know. It's like, hey, if you're a parent, you get this secure app, yada, yada, yada. You know, don't play around and give it to somebody else, blah, blah, blah.
This just seems so simple to me, but no, we got to fight.
I mean, you know.
Hashtag like, Trump's America.
I have issues with, like, the larger issue on, like, why are we fucking killing each other? But, like...
Bunch so the of guns are really watching like a, Death Wish in the theater.
Yeah, you know, it's like that might be probably. It's like, you know, if the guns weren't here, like we'd be killing each other with bows and arrows and knives and shit. You know, like we'd still be killing each other. So it'd just be less people dying. but yeah, it's like, what is wrong with us? Like, there's something in there that's not quite right. So it's like that's what I'm worried about. Like, because. You know, like, humanity as a species has got to, like, figure this stuff out. And pretty quickly, because the world only gets smaller and smaller. So, you know, it's like, we're going to have to do something. That's my deal. I just can't. Yeah, I mean, this kid's shooting up schools.
Shooter's dead.
Shooter died.
I agree with Max. The metal detectors and the cop is a quick fix. But what Max is talking about is the larger issue. And we should be looking into that, too. And stop this fighting about fucking guns.
I know, man. Guns are cool too. You know, I wish there was some way I could go and shoot artillery. Like, I mean, because like all my entire military career, all we did is practice. I never got sent into any combat zone. So like for me, you know, it was just like driving around in the desert. You dig some holes, you shoot some fucking big guns, and then you call it a day. I would really like to do that again. I just don't know how I could get my hands on a howitzer. Just to shoot around and like not, you know, not at anything, just to shoot off a really, really, really big gun. It takes like 6 people to shoot the gun. It's awesome.
Nice, but it lets out a lot of anxiety.
Oh, dude, like yeah, I usually like shoot off like 10 of them things, and you're just, like you're all tired. The rounds weigh 100 pounds, and it's just like, you know, it's great. You feel good. It's like teamwork. It's a teamwork thing. You fucking. It's all. It's exercise, teamwork. There's all kinds of math involved. You can get kids doing the, you know, doing the trajectories and whatnot. And you'd be like, all right, little Timmy, like, let me see your math. Like, we got to blow up this thing right here. And then if Timmy blows it up, you give him a cookie. yeah, no, shooting artillery is fun. I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to kill anybody. I would like to have things to blow up in my, like, imaginary artillery park. Like, you know, they're just like old decrepit buses and stuff. And you just, like, blow the crap out of them. That'd be a lot of fun. I mean, you're interested right now. I can see you're interested. You want to do this. But, yeah, it's, I mean, I think even Liz is down. Liz wants to shoot some artillery for sure.
Yeah, if you hear a female voice occasionally, that's my wife. But, I watched basketball this week.
Yeah, I'm surprised at you.
I watched a whole Buckeye game, and I've been watching the Cavs, and I've been watching a little bit more of the stuff leading up to March Madness. I like basketball.
Yeah, basketball's it's a little shorter field, a little more scoring, a little more
a lot fast paced. Yeah, the Buckeyes were losing by 16, and then to watch them come back to a lead in that game for a while was amazing. I enjoyed it.
They almost did it, man. 4 points. I mean, because like we got blown out by Gonzaga in the regular season. I don't even watch a lot of basketball. I'm more about football, but I definitely understand. Like, I mean, I used to watch basketball with Michael Jordan, but
it's almost like watching an action movie versus watching a drama. Like,
nah.
Football has a little less action than...
But football is more violent. Football is like... No, here's what it is. It's like Van Damme or a Schwarzenegger movie versus like a Tarantino movie, where it's like there is lots of violent action in a Tarantino movie, but it's just like spurts of super violent action versus a lot of action over all the whole thing.
That's fair.
So that's what I would equate it to.
That's fair.
Bullshit fucking drama. It's not a fucking dress movie, okay? It's not the fucking, I'm going to sew you a dress. I love you. You're like, you sewed me a dress, but you can't own me.
Would baseball be the dress movie?
Yes. Baseball is the dress movie. Or fucking, like, cricket. They have cricket games that are supposed to go, like, 5 days.
Ugh.
You know? One game. No. Fuck that noise.
Where does soccer and hockey rank?
Soccer is like three billboards. Because like you get a high, not a high scoring team, but like you get a team who scores, or you get some dudes doing bicycle kicks. Soccer's a lot of fun to watch. You know, but also like, yeah, there's a lot of like, you know, Woody Harrelson, he's got AIDS, he's gonna kill himself. Not AIDS, but cancer. oh yeah, sorry if I spoiled that for you. But yeah, so I'd say soccer and hockey are more like a three billboards or a shape of water, if you will.
A little bit of alien sex.
Yeah, you know, who doesn't love a little bit of interspecies?
Erotica.
Nookie.
But yeah, I'm enjoying watching basketball. I think I like a sport.
Cool, man. I've been meaning to get more into basketball. I want to pick a team. I'm thinking about going, I mean, because I'm already a Broncos fan in football, so I was thinking of just going Denver Nuggets, so that way I keep it all in one location. What do you give me that look for? No, say it.
That's part of my problem watching March Madness. Wait, no,
say it.
The Bulls suck.
Nah, fuck the Bulls, dude. And fuck, like, they had Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah for the longest time.
The Heat?
Why am I gonna like the Heat?
Why not? Why would you want the
Mets? What? Fuck Miami, for one.
He's
okay?
Not a fair weather fan.
What? No.
What's
your problem with Miami? Again, I told you why I would like the Nuggets, it's because it centralizes my sports fandom. If I go to Denver, I can watch my football team and my basketball team.
And he can have waffles.
Because you have one team in
I didn't say that you should only. I'm saying I'm giving reasons for why I would like the Denver Nuggets. I'm not going to be a Cavs fan because if I jump on the Cavs fan bandwagon right now, I mean, like, how the fuck do I look? And then, you know, I can't be.
Like a douche?
Yeah, totally. So I can't be a Warriors fan, a Rockets fan, a OKC fan for the very same reason. The Celtics are out. And, yeah, so. I had a basketball with Shaq's handprint on it.
Unless Liz moves closer to the microphone, Max, you're pretty much arguing with yourself.
I know, it's great. I think it's great for radio. Yeah, so I think I'm going to just be a Nuggets fan. And yeah, for the waffles, Liz. For the waffles.
I've had that problem watching March Madness because I didn't get a bracket.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets, like big old pot nuggets. Big old nugs of weed.
Did you guys do a sports nerds for the bracket?
No, I feel in the dumps about sports nerds. It's like my personal shame.
I love sports nerds.
I know, and I've let it go, and I need to get it back.
Get the 2.0 version.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to work something out.
Yeah, I want sports nerds back too. But anyway, we're off on a small little tangent there.
You know, I miss Philip. I miss him. You know, like, Philip has a certain magic he brings to the podcast. I don't know what it is, but when Philip's there, you know the podcast is going to be all right.
It was pretty good Sunday, the few minutes I listened to it. But we can't get Philip to guest on this. I got a play date set up with Philip tomorrow.
All right. I mean, and maybe if you just Friday do, the 13th. I mean, just get Philip on podcast, man. Like, that guy is good for the podcast. All right, so. I'm having like an interesting like love life. I'm gonna throw some air quotes around love life because, you know, it's non-existent. But yeah, so I'm hanging out with this chick because we go to watch movies all the time, right?
This is the first time I'm hearing about any of this. So let's.
All right, so I call her my movie pass mate because like we both got movie pass and both just like watch movies all the time. So I'm hanging out with her a lot, and normally not a big deal. Like I don't have a lot of chick friends, but like I just. I'm not interested in a relationship, so it's just not, you know, like, I don't care. But then, like, the more time you spend with somebody, it's like, it just kind of, like, creeps into your head. And then, so, like, now I'm just, like, entertaining these fucking thoughts, and it's terrible. And so, like, it's breaking down, and I finally got to say something, right? So I'm like, hey, throw it out there. Is there any sort of possibility of this going somewhere? And luckily, she said, no, not digging you that way. Completely friend zoned. But I'm just like as happy as I can be now because I'm like, great. None of that shit's gonna get weird and complicated. It's not going down, and I can just go back to, you know, like whatever. Just chuck that in, you know, the trash can. any feelings or emotions that might bubble up, you just throw that away, fucking, and life is good. Like, simple. That's how I like things. I'm like, so I realized I'm like the Ned Flanders of the friend zone. Like, I want to be in the friend zone. I'm so happy to be here. I'm just like, yay! You know, like, people were talking about, like, oh, man, I haven't gotten laid, like, yeah, like, I haven't gotten laid in like 6 months. I'm like, yeah, like 6 months and yada, yada, yada. Like, this is great. And yeah, that's like, I was just like amazed at myself for a minute just because I was like, I was so relieved. But I was like, okay, we can just, you know, this is not a problem. We've been here before. We just do the thing and that's totally fine. But yeah, man, happy to be in the friend zone. I can't.
Can't even get a friend zone hand job or anything.
No, I'm, but I don't want that. So like, you know, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, no, fucking, oh. Right, right. It's totally 100% complicated, and I'm not interested in it just because, like, it scares the shit out of me.
They're friend zone, not friends with benefits.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to be any part of that. But, like, oh, again, yeah, like, proximity, really. And, like, I'm a person, so, like, just nature happens. You know, like, you know, life finds a way. It's just a... It's weird, but so like I'm glad at least she's got some fucking self control. She shot that shit down. Fuck.
Hey, it makes sense to me. It sounds like it would have been a convenient relationship more than anything else.
Yeah, totally. And again, like I'm not. I don't want a relationship with anybody. I'm not trying to. Yeah, like, because, you know, like, all that does is bring kids around. Some at some point in time, you're gonna fuck up, and you're gonna have some fucking kids, and then fucking you're stuck with those motherfuckers for the rest of your life. And then, like, what if they turn out to be shitty? What if they turn out to be one of these assholes who go and shoot every fucking thing up? And then just like, well, was that me who did that, or was he fucked up the entire time? And yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want any of that responsibility at all.
Oh, I don't think we have anything else, do we? Are we going
to
end
on
that? Why
do we end on such shitty shit, dude? You always try to do this.
The show Love, I touched on it a little bit. I want to bring it up again. This show is amazing. I'm not a big, huge fan of Judd Apatow. I did like Freaks and Geeks, and I like a couple of his films. But something I saw said, you should watch this because this show shows like the real... Not the lovey-dovey of relationships, but, like, the complicatedness and how sex is awkward and in some ways it can be gross, too. And this show shows all of that, and it's done in such a funny way. So if you're looking for something to binge, it's only 3 seasons. It's got a final season, which was season 3, and so far I'm loving every minute of it because it gets awkward, and then it gets more awkward, and then it gets more awkward. And then they did a whole episode where they were on mushrooms. And that was freaking great.
I'm always, like, wary of that because, like, my drug experience has been, like, people think, like, how I act on mushrooms is how people think you act on weed. You know, like, and the one thing is definitely not the other. So it's like, when they do people on mushrooms, like, I've never seen something that's not there. You know? Like, I've never been, like, you know, had something talk to me that I knew was, you know, that's like, it's like, oh, you know, hello there, like, Power Ranger, like, you know, and it starts dancing around. Like, that's never happened to me. So I'm always just like, oh, here we go, you know, with the mushrooms. And it's like, and then all the colors turn strange.
Stranger's house because you thought it should be your house?
Nope, never done that. Never thought I could fly. Never thought any of that weirdness.
It's funny because you told me that it kind of just, it makes whatever mood you're on at that moment just to the extreme.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the episode, and one of the characters on it, it just keeps talking about how it'd be awesome to just choke somebody and kill them. And he just goes on the whole episode on mushrooms, just getting more and more into this, I want to kill somebody just to see how it feels. And I thought it was really well done,
maybe,
and funny.
Yeah, you know, like, I've never been there, but that's a dark place.
His girlfriend's like, I think we should break up. I should break up with him because all he talked about was killing people when he was high.
Yeah, that's... That's a trigger. You know, like, maybe, I don't know about break up, but that's definitely a red flag. You know, remember that. Like, when shit starts getting a little weird, the one time he was fucked up, he was talking about killing people. So don't forget that and stay safe. You know what I'm saying?
In the first episode, he's breaking up with his girlfriend. It's awkward. It's really funny, too. And he's driving with this chick that he just met who he took to his girlfriend's house because he was high and gave her the wrong address. So they're driving back. He's got his DVDs on his lap, and he's pulling out all these love movies like Pretty Woman. That's a fucking lie. He's throwing them all out the window. And then he sobers up later that day and goes, get rid of all of my movies? She's like, yeah, all of them. He threw the whole box out the window. So, yeah, check out Love. It's a lot of good stuff. And check us out every Sunday on the Three Geeks Podcast. We record live and do the show live on YouTube. And that's all I got for you. So,
yeah, man. Cycle your droids.
Have a great day.